next program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Bud Steffen, Dick LeGrand, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. Tonight, I'm going to make just three short statements about Johnson's new Glow Coat, the marvelous self-polishing floor wax that outsells any other brand by more than 2 to 1. First, Johnson's new Glow Coat is so quick and easy to use. No polishing at all. You just spread it on, let it dry, watch it shine. Second, Glow Coat is good for floors and linoleum. It covers them with a hard, protective coating that reduces wear, makes cleaning far easier. Third, you've never seen a floor polish that gives such a rich, lustrous shine as you can get now from Johnson's new Glow Coat. It's really bright. In fact, almost twice as bright now as before, without polishing. Remember just those three things, ease, protection, shine, and you'll remember Glow Coat next time you visit your dealers. Ask for Glow Coat, G-L-O-C-O-A-T, in the familiar yellow container with the bright red band. Signs of autumn are in the air in Wistful Vista. Along Oak Street, the maples and poplars are turning a deep mahogany. People are taking down their screens and returning long-borrowed lawnmowers. Even Mr. McGee, the original fall guy of number 79, feels the call of autumn as we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a beautiful day. You've been outside today, Molly?
Not since 7:30 when I hung your socks on the line. Why?
Ah, it's a great day to be alive, kiddo. The sweet smell of wood smoke on the breeze, the crisp, bracing zing of fall in the air. The sad faces on the good humor men. You know what I'm going to do today, Tootsie?
What?
Take a nap. I'm going to stretch out on the Davenport here and catch me. I never saw it to fail. People around this town must be psychic. Just let me mention, I'm going to take a... Come in.
This is number 79.
Right.
Wistful Vista.
Right.
You, Mr. and Mrs.
Right.
Fibber McGee.
Right.
Package.
Okay.
From the Bon Ton.
Department store?
Right.
Where is it?
14th and Oak.
No, the package.
Oh, here.
Oh.
Sign first.
Where?
Here.
Pencil?
Here.
Thanks. There.
Thanks. Here.
Thanks. There. What's in the package, Molly? What'd you buy from the Bon Ton?
Me? I didn't order anything, McGee. I thought you did.
Not me. Open it up. Maybe somebody sent us a present. Let's see here now. Oh.
Wow. Looks like a big brass urn. Or some kind of a...
Here's a ticket in it. Wait a minute. Mr. and Mrs. F. McGee, 79 Wistful Vista. One modern antique brass umbrella stand, $13.50. Hey, it's charged our account.
My goodness, it's a horrible-looking thing, isn't it?
You said it. Too big for an umbrella stand anyhow. My gosh, this thing is big enough to hold 10 umbrellas.
Well, they're supposed to hold several, McGee. Anyhow, the store just made a mistake, dearie. Call them up and tell them...
Mistake my clavicle. I'm one of them big business operations, kiddo. They probably got stuck with a bunch of these things, and they're sending them to everybody with a charge accountant. Hand me the phone.
Here you are.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me the Bon Ton department store. Oh, is that you, Myrtle?
Heavenly days, Myrtle.
Yep. How's every little thing, Myrtle? It is, eh? What's he, Myrtle? Your nephew. Oh, the quarterback. 90-yard run, eh?
Well, good for him. Where'd he start from, McGee?
The cigar store. He gave a customer 2 bits too much change and had to run 90 yards after the guy to get the quarterback. What's that, Mert? Okay, never mind. I'll go down there. Line's busy, Molly. I'll go down there.
Well, you just relax. We can call them later.
No, sir. Not while they got $13.50 charged to my account that don't belong there. I don't relax. Get your hat.
But, dearie, there's no hurry.
I'm going to take this silly-looking hunk of Chinatown brass down there and stick the head of the umbrella stand's department store's head into it. Unless he's bigger than I am, of course, in which case we're...
Hold it, dearie. Come in. Oh, Oh, it's the old-timer, McGee. Hello, Mr. Old-timer.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, old-timer. We're kind of busy right now.
Hey, Johnny, what you doing with the tall brass? Bucket?
This? We're going to take it back to the Bon Ton, old-timer. We don't want it.
If you don't want it, why'd you buy it, Johnny?
Oh, we didn't buy it, Mr. Old-timer. The store sent it out by mistake.
Yes, it's a bad case of inefficiency.
Don't look like a case, Johnny. It looks more like a tall brass bucket. Make a good umbrella stand, if
that's right. It is an umbrella stand. I'm trying to tell you we didn't order it, see?
Is that so?
Yeah.
See, I had a very interesting experience along that line myself one time, kid.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. I was walking down the street with a fellow named Kravenlooper. Zebulon H. Kravenlooper.
Yeah.
And all at once, something happened that changed my entire life. I wish I could remember what it was.
Well, your loss of memory is our gain. We got to take this thing downtown now. The store sent it out by error.
By error, eh?
Yeah.
That's a strange way to deliver a tall brass bucket that looks like an umbrella stand.
Huh?
I used to deliver messages that way, but...
Why, what way?
By error, daughter.
Huh?
Take a bow and arrow, tie a message onto it, shoot the air into the air. It falls to earth. I don't know where. James Whitcomb Riley.
That's Longfellow.
How's that, Johnny?
Longfellow.
Slongfellow. Slong to you, too, brother.
Billy Mills, the orchestra, and Toot, Toot, Tootsie, goodbye.
Situation, sis. You see this thing here? Yeah.
Well, sir, I will say it's a very pretty garbage can.
Hmm?
Did you buy it here at the Bon Ton?
We didn't buy it. That's just the point.
And it ain't a garbage can. It's an umbrella stand.
Is it really? I'm from California, so I never saw one before. How does it work?
Well, instead of leaving your umbrella open on the front porch to dry out, you quickly fold it up and stick it in this umbrella stand, dripping wet.
Yeah.
If you like moldy umbrellas, this is a very handy device.
Well, what would you like me to do about it, madam?
Madam would like you to have you take it back and give us a credit slip for it. That's what madam would like. Ain't it, madam?
Madam would be only too pleased.
I'm afraid I couldn't help you, sir. This was not purchased for my department. Have you tried household appliances?
We've tried household appliances, bric-a-brac, sporting goods, patio furniture, hardware, cosmetics, books, and lingerie. Now, where do we go?
Well, frankly, sir, I don't...
Attention, please. Will a maintenance man please come at once to the picture frame department? Whistler's mother is loose again.
I wonder whatever became of Whistler's father.
Oh, don't you know? He's the guy that sits in the third row at wrestling matches and hollers, "Break it off!" Well, sis, what's your advice?
My advice, sir, is keep the umbrella stand and pay for it.
Oh, for the love. Come on, Molly, let's try somebody else. We'll never...
Oh, wait, McGee. Huh? Here comes a floor walker. Maybe he can tell us.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bud, you with the carnation. Come here.
Are you by any chance addressing me in that tone of voice, Mac?
You catch on very quick, Bud. Look, I got a beef. Which way is the complaint department?
How should I know?
Well, you're a floor walker, aren't you?
Why, certainly, if he's got a carnation on.
Look, Mac, there seems to be a common misapprehension among certain of the lower classes that only a floor walker has the right to wear a carnation. I'm a bricklayer. I'm on my way to a wedding. I like to wear carnations to weddings, see?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Bud. I got a complaint to make here, and I thought maybe you could tell me where to go.
Oh, brother, could I tell you where to go?
Oh, come on, McGee. This isn't doing any good. What we ought to do...
Hey, where are you going, pal? Hiya, Molly.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Junior.
What's got there, pal? Very handsome, but what is it?
It's an umbrella stand. Set it down, McGee.
Mm. Why, carry it around. Make the store deliver it.
They did deliver it.
Oh. Wrong size?
No, wrong customer.
Oh?
Look, Junior, this was delivered to us by the Bonton, and we didn't order it, and we don't want it, and we're trying to return it. Where should we go?
Well, I'd go see the general manager, kids. He'll take care of it. His name is Charlie Wood.
Well, a friend of yours, Junior?
Very good friend, pal.
Yeah?
Saw him just yesterday. Passed him on the way home from the golf course and raced him for a couple of miles.
Oh?
Cop pinched both of us. Let me go, but Charlie Wood had to pay a fine.
How much did they fine Wood?
Pal, I was hoping you'd ask me that.
Why?
Because fine Wood is my specialty. Fine Wood floors and, of course, linoleum.
Nice throw clear in from left field.
I might have knew what had happened.
Of course, you know what I always advocate for linoleum, Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. The new glow coat with a new glow that shines as it dries. In 20 minutes or less, with no rubbing or no rough,
yeah,
no
you
button.
You had a big brass umbrella stand that you...
It's really amazing what Johnson's Glow Coat, the new Glow Coat with a new glow, does for linoleum. Brings out the color, makes it sparkle with new life, gives it a tough coat of scuff and footprint-resisting polish.
Yeah, but...
You just pour a little out, spread it around, let it dry to a wonderful, glistening
hey,
polish.
Hey, hey, look, waxy.
Yes, pal.
What did you say the general manager's name was here?
It's George K. Perkins.
Thought you said it was Charlie Wood.
Hey, let's look at it from my angle, pal.
Huh?
How would it sound if I said a cop pinched us and let me go, but Perkins had to pay a fine? You'd say, how much did they fine Perkins? Fine Wood gives me a break, but fine Perkins,
oh,
gee whiz. Well, I gotta be going.
Ah, what's your hurry, Mr. Wilcox?
I've got to meet my cousin, Bernice. She sings in the nightclub, and I play the violin for her. Pick up a little extra dough that way.
Well, we'd like to come and hear you, Mr. Wilcox. I didn't even know you played the violin.
Oh, sure. Byrne roams around among the tables and sings while I play her accompaniment.
You mean?
Yeah, I fiddle while Byrne roams.
Oh, dear, that's the worst joke I've heard since how much did they fine Wood? That was only 90 seconds ago.
Well, skip it, baby. I'm getting a little annoyed with this umbrella stand thing, though. I got my dandruff up now. I'm going to make somebody give me a credit slip for this dad-ratted thing. If it takes me off... Hey, here comes a guy that knows everybody. Hey, Latrivia, come here a minute.
Oh, it's the mayor. Hello, Mr.
Yeah,
mayor,
hello.
Your Honor.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Hello, McGee. What's the trouble?
Look, Latriv, you see this umbrella stand?
How could anyone help seeing it? It stands out like a neon-lighted tombstone. Are you buying it by any chance?
On the contrary, Mr. Mayor, we are trying to unbuy it. The Bonton delivered it to us this morning by mistake,
yeah.
And we're trying to return it, but nobody will take it.
What are you shopping for, Latriv? A refillable ballot box?
No. No, I'm looking at mining equipment.
Oh.
When I was out west this summer, we stumbled onto some iron ore. We think maybe
we've
got...
Just a minute, Mr. Mayor. Iron ore what?
Maybe he means iron ore steel. You know, like the old gag. What do your folks do? They're in the iron and steel business. Mama irons and Papa steels. But don't let us interrupt, Latriv. Iron ore what?
Just iron ore, McGee. Don't you know what ore is?
Certainly. Ore is a conjunction.
Not in this case. In this case...
Oh, preposition,
ore...
eh? Well, I always say if you can use it as a conjunction, you can use it as a preposition, unless the subjunctive refers to a dangling predicate. Lots of grammar experts don't agree with this, but
look,
I always...
Look, McGee.
Huh?
I'm not talking about iron ore.
Oh?
What? Do you know what ore is? O-R-E?
Certainly. That's Oregon.
Oh, you spent the summer up in Oregon. Mighty handsome place,
oh,
Oregon.
Oh, yes, yes.
I was up in Gold Beach, Oregon once, fishing for trout, but all I got was a 50-pound salmon.
No. I did not spend the summer in Summergan.
Hmm?
I mean, I didn't go fishing in Oregon.
Well, you...
Fishing in Summergan.
No.
I said I stumbled
please,
on...
Please, please, Mr. Mayor. You're attracting attention. Leave us not scream at each other.
I'm sorry. But I was only trying to say that when we stumbled onto some iron ore this summer...
You still haven't said iron ore what, Latriv. Don't be so dad-ratted mysterious. Was it gold?
Maybe it was uranium, and the government has asked him to keep quiet about it, huh, Mr. Mayor?
And he shouldn't have rung the subject up. He should have just said he discovered iron.
That's what I did, sir.
No, you said...
I said I stumbled over some ore and iron.
No, you said...
I mean, some ore and rich iron. Look, when you said that ore was a conjunction, in Oregon was a... Just because I was a salmon, you were an iron preposition. Nobody ever said I was an iron. Or even discussed it. I didn't... We all... I...
McGee...
Yes, boy?
Why did you say you were here?
We're trying to get the Bonton to take this umbrella stand back, Mr. Mayor.
This umbrella what?
Stand back.
Stand back yourself! I'm getting out of here! Oh!
The King's men, busy doing nothing.
Looky here, we're so busy doing nothing, working the whole day through. Trying to find lots of things not to do. We're busy going nowhere. Isn't it just a crime? We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time. We never do have the time.
I have to watch the river to see that it doesn't stop. I stick around the rosebuds so they'll know when to pop. I keep the crickets cheerful. They're really a solemn bunch.
Oh, hustle, bustle, and only an hour for lunch, and only an hour for lunch.
I have to wake the sun up. He's liable to sleep all day. And I inspect the rainbow so they'll be bright and gay. I must rehearse the songbirds to see that they sing on key.
Hustling, bustling, hustling, bustling, never a moment free. No, never, no, never a moment free.
Now I have to meet a turtle. For what purpose, Bud? Oh, I'm teaching him how to swim. Is that so? Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to polish the dewdrop. Oh, that's hard, ain't it?
Well, have you seen them lately?
They're looking rather dim.
Why, you think you're busy. I'm meeting a sky full of robins.
By appointment?
I told them I'd button their vests.
Oh.
Bustle, bustle.
I wish we could take a rest.
We're so busy doing nothing, working the whole day through. Trying to find lots of things not to do. Busy going nowhere, isn't it?
it just a crime. We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time, because we never do have enough
time.
Busy doing enough and all of the time.
Done it. This thing is getting me down, Molly. This dad-dratted hunk of brass is harder to get took back than a poke in the jaw.
Well, let's keep walking, dearie. The complaint department is around here somewhere, and maybe they'll...
Attention, please. Users of our checkroom service, attention. Will the party who checked the shoebox full of Liederkranz cheese this morning kindly come back and fight like a man?
I suppose they have their troubles too, dearie. Running a big department store. Oh, look, McGee, there's Dr. Gamble. Yoo-hoo, doctor.
Well, hello there, my dear. Hello, mouse face.
Hi, butcher's apprentice. What are you doing in here, shoplifting again?
Yes, I was planning to steal a big brass umbrella stand, but I see you're sneaking out with the last one.
Well, I'm sorry you saw us with it, Lancelot. We were going to give it to you for Christmas. You could turn it upside down and stand on it when a tall patient wanted a cinder took out of his eye.
The Bonton delivered it to us by mistake, Doctor,
yeah.
And we're trying to return it. And the way they've been refusing it, you'd think it was full of rattlesnakes.
Let me set it down a minute. It's heavy.
Quiet, quiet, clumsy.
Hmm?
You sound like the doorman of a Hindu temple. By the way, why don't you keep it and use it for a humidor?
A humidor, Doctor?
Mm-hmm. How would I keep cigars in this thing? It's 27 inches deep.
Well, for the kind of cigars you smoke, you could put a layer of them in the bottom of it, fill it up with wet cement, let it set for 2 weeks, and then take it out to Dugan's Lake and drop it out of a boat. It'll ruin the fishing for the next 300 years, but your neighbors can breathe again.
Yeah, well, for your information, Kidney Carver...
Now, boys, let it out. It's all just peachy ginger, I know, but we've work to do, McGee. You doing some shopping, Doctor?
No, I always walk through the Bon Ton on my way to the office. The shortcut from the hospital. I've been doing it so many years now, I get notices of meetings from the Floor Walkers Association. It seems that they think...
Attention, please. Is there a doctor in the store?
Heavenly days, they're calling for a doctor, Doctor. You'd better...
If there is a doctor in the store, would he please come to the bottom of the fourth floor moving stairway? A lady has collapsed from exhaustion. She's been trying to come down on an up escalator since early this morning.
Well, that's for me, children. See you later.
Okay, Doc. Good old Doc. He'll revive her, all right. He'll bring her to and drink one of them himself. Oh, here's the complaint department, kiddo.
Well, good.
Hey, you, we got a complaint to make, bud.
Yes, sir. What is it, sir?
Well, you see, sir, the Bon Ton delivered us an umbrella.
Yeah, this one right here.
And we're bringing it back because...
Well, what's the matter with it? It looks all right to me.
Nothing's the matter with it, bud. We just...
Well, then why return it?
Because we don't want it, you see.
Well, why don't you want it? You people got something against umbrella stands? Do you realize that umbrella stands are traditional? They're some sort of the finest homes in the world.
Look, Buster. We didn't ask for this umbrella stand in the first place. The store sent it out, but we didn't order it. We don't want anything we didn't order. Is that clear?
Why, yes. Yes, that seems like a fair attitude.
Good.
I'll take care of it. Just sign this form here, sir.
Well, okay, there you are.
Oh, thank goodness. Now we're all set, are we?
All square, yes. We sent the umbrella stand out without a purchase order. And now you've just signed a purchase order, so it's all yours.
What?
Oh, yes, madam. Just stepped out of this.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, you, come back here. Call the manager. Where's the manager?
Oh, McGee, stop banging that.
I want to see the manager. I'm going to see the manager. I'll break this one. And furthermore, if you ran this store right, Perkins, this couldn't happen. And furthermore, I'm tired of lugging this dad-ratted thing around.
You told the man that, McGee. Quit banging it on his desk.
Yes. If you'll just be seated, Mr. McGee, I'm sure we can straighten out this, shall we say, misunderstanding.
Let's go farther than that. Let's say mess.
Exactly.
Now, we have all the affected personnel gathered here, and we shall clear our records. Mr. Finneyford, have you corrected the sales slip?
All clear, Chief.
Mr. Scramble, shipping department?
All clear, Chief.
Mr. Debitson, accounting?
All clear, Chief.
Mr. Blintz, employees cafeteria?
All clear, Chief.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
All clear, Chief.
On behalf of this great organization, the Bon Ton Department Store, whose motto is, the customer is always right, if he can prove it, I want to express our sincere sorrow for this slight inconvenience.
Slight inconvenience, he says. My gosh.
Hush, McGee, listen.
Our most valued asset, dear Mr. and Mrs. McGee, is your continued goodwill. And I am sure I speak for each and every member of this vast organization when I say that your happiness is our greatest wish.
Oh, sure.
To serve you is our only aim. In short, when I say, and I quote, the Bon Ton help from A to Z is at your service, my dear McGee's. Thank you, Bon Ton employees. And now, Mr. McGee, the merchandise will be returned to stock. Your bill has been destroyed, and this will not happen again.
Well, thanks, Bud. I guess everything's okay now. Well, come on, Molly.
You know something, dearie?
What's that?
We've been carrying that umbrella stand around so long that... well, I've fallen completely in love with it.
You've fallen?
Mr. Perkins, would you mind charging that to our account and sending it out tomorrow? Thank you.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Bibber and Molly return in a moment. There are three major reasons why Johnson's New Glow Coat is the world's most popular floor polish. Why it outsells any other self-polishing floor wax by more than 2 to 1. First, Glow Coat is easy to use. Just spread it on, let it dry, watch it shine. No polishing. Glow Coat polishes itself as it dries. Second, Glow Coat protects floors and linoleum, makes them easier to clean. Dirt doesn't grind in. It whisks off at a touch. Third, you've never seen a floor polish that gives such a rich, lustrous shine as you'll get with the new Glow Coat. It now shines almost twice as brightly as before, without polishing. Yes, you'll have brighter floors, longer wearing floors, with less work, if you protect them with Johnson's new Glow Coat. G-L-O-C-O-A-T at your dealers.
Certainly accomplished one thing today, anyhow, McGee. I found out your little secret.
Little secret? Which one?
About you joining the National Guard.
Huh?
Why didn't you tell me?
Me? Join the National
Guard? I think it's wonderful. The way men like you, just ordinary citizens, can train as soldiers in their spare time and be ready to defend our country in any emergency.
Yeah, but gee.
The very strength of the National Guard stands as a warning to any would-be war maker. And nobody picks a fight with the fellow with the biggest muscles, dearie.
Yeah, but gee, whiz, kiddo, I didn't join the National Guard. I'm over age, a little. What gave you that idea?
Why, when we left the president of the Bon Ton, I distinctly heard him say something about that N.G. Fibber McGee.
Oh. Oh, that. Good night.
Good night, all.
Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, and Brantford, Canada, bring you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?
The fastest wax polish money can buy. That's Johnson's Cream Furniture Wax. The time-saving wax polish that keeps furniture bright and glistening almost without effort. For Johnson's Cream Wax cleans so quickly, dries so quickly, polishes so quickly, that using it is almost as easy as dusting. A few strokes with a cloth do the cleaning. A few more bring out a bright, satin-smooth polish. And Johnson's Cream Furniture Wax contains no sticky oils to catch dust. Tomorrow, start using Johnson's Cream Wax. It's the fastest wax polish money can buy. Listen to songs by Morton Downey returning tonight on NBC.